John, what is it about this planet that has almost every remedy, almost everything we need growing on it to help us physically? How does this happen?
Well, you know, there you go into this, the cosmic knowledge of the universe. Everything we need is always available. We're just not looking in the right direction. And when you look at a lot of these superfoods, they've always been around. Not everybody needed them because they were, you know, eating good food and they weren't under lots of stress. But the people that, you know, when they were sick, they would give them to them. You know, when I studied in India, for example, and also in China, but when you go to India, what you see is, you know, this huge, thick book called the Ayurveda, and it literally has thousands of plants. All, you know, you walk through the woods and you look at, you know, you see these plants, and every single plant, they have remedies. If you go to Brazil, you meet the shamans. I've been down in the Amazon, and you meet the shamans. They take you through the woods, and they show you, this is good for that, this is good for that. If you get this poison, you do this. You know, I think my first exposure to this was just going on a nature hike, and with the guy taking us on the hike, he said, here's poison ivy or poison oak, and if you get poison oak, what grows right next to poison oak is mugwort. And mugwort, if you put in a little solution, will neutralize the effects of poison ivy. You know, it's just where there's a problem, there's a solution, but we have to be able to access that. But since you bring that up, I'd like to add to that point a little bit. In the Ayurvedic system, which literally the books have thousands of remedies. If somebody gets sick, they would go to the book and they'd find their remedy. But there was one remedy that they gave to everybody when they used the herbs and they used the different things. And this was for rehabilitation, regeneration of the body if somebody was under a lot of stress. And today everybody's under a lot of stress. So this is like a remedy that I think is good for everybody. And that is the remedy there was called buttermilk. People would go on a diet primarily of buttermilk. And what I suggest for people to do is go on a diet of primarily buttermilk for, you know, a little bit every day, or go for 2 or 3 days or a few weeks.
Well, that's your primary food. Is this like buttermilk you'd get in the store?
Now, buttermilk is, we have a different name for it. What their name for it is, buttermilk is the milk left over when you take all the butter out. And that's called whey protein.
Ah, okay.
Now, here's a little story for everybody. I know everybody loves the old stories, but this is where Switzerland became, you know, the big banking center of America, is because Germany learned about buttermilk 300 years ago, and they wanted to create these wellness centers, sanitariums, or sanatoriums, I think they're called, where there was sunshine and really fresh buttermilk or fresh whey protein. And all the best milk in Europe was in Switzerland. So the wealthy people, the rulers, the people who had money and gold and armies, would go into Switzerland to these wellness centers where the dairies would be there, and they'd make the buttermilk fresh, raw whey protein. You see, what you get in health food stores, unfortunately, isn't raw, so it doesn't have the big effect. But if you take raw milk and you take the butter out of it, what's left is a superfood for the brain. And there are certain companies that still have that make this raw superfood. But that you have to, I'll tell you people what to look for on the can. But what happened in Switzerland 300 years ago is everybody went there for health. Because when you have wealth and you have wisdom, age, then you just want your health. And so they bring their armies, they bring their gold, they bring their, you know, money. And they would bury it in the mountains in Switzerland, and that became the beginning of the Swiss banking system.
Interesting.
But it all is around whey protein. Now, whey protein, this is really important because you'll see that mainly muscle.
That, by the way, is also the liquid left over when you make cheese, isn't it?
That's right. Well, you see, okay. You're taking the butter out of the milk to make the cheese. That's right. So it's the liquid when you're making cheese. You're taking the solids out of the milk, and then you're left with just the protein. The fat has gone into some of the protein, but mostly fat has gone into the cheese. So you're left with whey protein. Now, if it's non-heated up, that's called raw. If it's non-pasteurized, then the whey proteins will make brain chemicals immediately. If you combine it with another kind of fat. Now, just let me explain this. If you take the kind of protein in the health food stores, most of it is really good for building muscles. The protein goes right over to the muscles. But if you get the raw protein, Then it goes into the brain if you combine it with coconut oil. And coconut oil is another superfood that most everybody doesn't know about. Some of these superfoods I'm talking about, the reason people don't know about them is they have a bad rap, which is not true. Coconut oil, because it's a saturated fat, and people think saturated fats are bad for your heart, which not, it's completely absurd, George, that fat is bad for your heart. If you can't digest the fat, it's bad for your heart. If the fats have estrogens in them, it's bad for your heart. But the Eskimos eat a diet primarily of fat and never have heart disease at all. So saturated fat is not bad for your heart, but if it has estrogen in it, then it is. Coconut oil, which comes from coconuts, has been used for thousands of years. It's a different kind of saturated fat. It's a medium chain triglyceride is what it's called. And that means that it's easily digested by the body, and it actually putting it in your body stimulates the body to burn fat rather than to burn sugar. And every time you're burning fat, your cortisol levels drop. Every time you're burning sugar, your cortisol levels go up. So we want to always be towards a healthy fat diet. Now, I'm not telling people just to go eat a ton of fat. Too much is, you know, you can take too much. And the problem is that if you're under stress and you eat regular fats other than coconut oil, your body can't digest those fats. It's very hard to digest fats when you're under stress because your body's in the sugar burning mode.
Right.
So, but there is one kind of fat that you can burn when you're in the stress mode, and that's coconut oil. So if you take coconut oil and combine it with what's called non-denatured or undenatured whey protein, then you're getting this basically raw buttermilk ingredient. It's not exactly buttermilk. What they did in India is they take the liquid left over and they culture it, so it was a bit cultured so it would last. But the same ingredient is the easy to digest protein is there, and you combine it with the coconut oil, and you put very low sugar. You need just a little sugar as fuel for the brain, and the best kind of sugar for people to take is, first of all, the worst, I just want to emphasize, which is the primary cause of diabetes, is corn syrup. It's called high fructose corn syrup. It's just the very, very worst of worst foods.
And that granulated sugar, isn't it?
It's everywhere. They put it in almost every package everywhere. You'll see it. But regular raw sugar in moderation is not bad for people. It's rich with minerals. And the raw sugar, which is absolutely best, is the molasses. Molasses is in small doses, has all of the minerals that they take out of refined processed sugar. So in the refining process of making sugar so it tastes better and it goes right to the brain and gives you a big buzz, is they take out the fiber and they take out the minerals. The minerals, when they take the minerals out, that's what molasses is. It's sugar and minerals and high concentration minerals. If I was very poor and I couldn't afford any of these superfoods or any of these different supplements that I found over the years, I would take a teaspoon of molasses after every meal, even maybe 2 teaspoons after every meal, because it would give me the best minerals.